I hope y'all ready.
Don't you know the power of the dark side? You're not the only one cursed with power.
Chilling with Phyllis Podcast.
Perfect.
So what's up, y'all? Welcome back to episode 125 of the Chilling with Villains podcast. We are here, the three of us, myself, JB, along with Brian and Mark. Ariel and Eunice could not be with us today, but the three of us are here through Zoom. I'm not even in the studio. I spent the whole weekend at Kayla's, just vibing out.
Wow.
I know. So selfish of me, right?
Mm-hmm. There's something so like mature and like fancy and dapper. No, when you put on your chapstick with your pinky, it's just like, it's another level of
classy. I feel like any other sort of finger would just be kind of like the thumb. The thumb is pretty weird. Like you can't really put, right? I guess maybe your index is okay.
Or like Mark's doing.
The middle, yeah.
Or like when the girls pick at it with their nails. Kind of nasty. I don't like that.
Really?
Picks out what with their nails?
They get the chapstick with their nail.
The lip.
Because they have long nails, so they'll take it out with their nail.
The blizzy.
I think Junior does it the best way.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Maybe you know, I'll throw a tutorial up on our page.
I think
this is how you
comment down below, guys.
Yeah, comment below if you want to see one. But yeah, y'all, today's topics was a very Marvel-esque week for us. Mm-hmm. We had the penultimate episode of Loki drop this week, right? Episode 5, Journey into Mystery. And then we had Black Widow drop this week. The first Marvel movie that has been out since Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yeah.
Wow. So it's been
shit.
Over 2 years since a Marvel movie, and it has come out. It's in theaters, everyone, and it's also on Disney Plus. I was about to say HBO Max, just because like we're used to just saying HBO Max of these movies being there. But no, it's on Disney Plus for premium access. So you pay $30, you get it. But it will be available for free, I believe, in sometime in October. So if you just want to wait, you can do that. And if I were you, I would just wait. Don't pay for it, and I'll explain later.
For what?
For Black Widow.
Oh God.
And I'll explain. I mean, no, I'll explain later. But for right now, Mark, why did you hate Loki?
Yeah.
Why did you hate episode 5, Into the Mystery?
Wait, this is the one I reacted to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I know Mark hated this one.
I didn't hate it.
He always says that too, right? He's like, I didn't hate it.
No, because I didn't. It wasn't like I was like, oh my God, it's so terrible. Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, wow. Like, it just like, it's just, again, doing the thing that I said I was going to do, where it starts off so great and then it just starts becoming generic and where you're like, okay, got it. Cool. Like, I liked the other Lokis and stuff. That was cool. I liked that. And then it just becomes, I appreciated like the core ones that they showed. And then
like the kid.
Yeah. The kid.
The gator.
The gator, I guess. Cool.
The older gentleman.
And the older guy. Yeah. And then it was just like, it became kind of annoying I just wasn't into it. You know, I like once the others came in and they were like, oh, just fighting. And then it just seemed like they needed an excuse for
Lokis to fight.
I guess. I mean, it was just like weird. It was just like.
And that was okay. The most horrible choreographed fight.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so
if you
bad.
Saw my reaction, I was like,
hold on. Let me play Ariel's advocate here. Well,
but it's Marvel.
But no, it's the show's called Loki. What did you expect? And Brian, to your point, what you want John Wick action?
Fighting a John Wick action. This is fucking like, catchphrase.
No,
I want more.
It's not always about the action, Brian. So when you show the action, make sure it's good then. Because
yeah, it doesn't have to be a John Wick level. It just has to be good. Like, you know, good. Like, it's not like everything else is ass if it's not John Wick fighting. We all know that.
Right.
But. that was all right. Well, like, what I was like, okay, whatever. But and then before that, it was like, oh, how did Mobius freaking hotwire
pick up the car?
Yeah, and then also know exactly where she was at to go pick her up.
Nah, bro, you're nitpicking.
Like, that's nitpicking. That's nitpicking.
Yeah, but still,
that's a he saved her life. Like, that's not nitpicking. That's
I'm just fucking with you. I'm Ariel this episode.
I know. But can you imagine? Like, first of all, how did he even know how to hotwire a car? One.
Because I can imagine he knows how to hotwire a car.
He knows how to. Dude, how? He's been all over the world and the universe.
But he's not supposed to. They're only there to deal with variants. Do you think there was ever a variant where he's like, oh, how do I, like, who, like, how did they, he learn how to actually hotwire a car? That was, I mean, I'm like, it was just like,
it could be a part of the training. Like, he, you know.
Yeah, part of the training. Yeah. I think you should know.
Things. Like learning how to hotwire a car.
Okay, these guys are smart. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, they can't catch a 10-year-old girl. Guys, let us know.
If
he also doesn't know what doesn't know what a jet ski is, but he knows how to hotwire a car.
Oh, that's a great point there, Brian. Thank you for saying that. He doesn't know what a fucking jet ski is, but okay, cool.
Yo, y'all some haters.
What? We're not hating. I mean, these are just valid points, dude. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, they do all this training, right? They even know how to hotwire a car, but you can't catch a 10-year-old girl when she steals your fucking pen pad. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
The way she ran away was so bad. The girl was just staring at her running away. I'm like, do something. Go after her.
Like, I feel like they want to make me dislike Renslayer, but in reality, like, that was a cool little noise. What was that? That shit was dope, bro.
That was a bird noise. I was like, is that your ringtone? I was like, I thought you already got a text message. You looked down as soon as you did it. So I was like, oh,
I'll teach you. I'll do a tutorial, put it up on our channel.
Yo, guys, let us know if you want to see a tutorial for that as well. We're just handing out tutorials all day now. But no, what was I saying? Like, yeah, for me personally, like, I really don't care about like Renslayer. It just feels like they're bringing us to the point where we're like, okay, like, who's the big bad? Like, who's actually the big bad here? Because obviously we've been on this sort of hunt for the timekeepers. And then we get the previous episode where we find out, okay, it's not them. And even in her conversation, right, Renslayer's conversation with Sylvie, they're deducting that the TVA's creator is hiding in the timeline beyond the void. Right. And that's why Sylvie went to where Loki was, because she believed that the creature they were fighting, right? What was it called again?
Eliath.
Eliath. Nice. Wow. Clutch.
Dormammu's cousin.
Right.
Dormammu.
Right. So she believes it has something to do with Eliath. So then, you know, that's how she gets to the void where they're at. And then I will say, though, the cinematography has been great.
Oh, like, yeah. The sound?
Yes.
The sound that Eliath made?
Yeah. Fire. The sound design, everything. Everything.
Everything?
Everything from a production standpoint, I think, has been great. It's just, I feel like the story is just lacking a little bit. There's just something that I feel like I'm missing from the episodes. Mm-hmm. It's like, when it ended, I was like, oh, that's it? I was like, I feel like we just did, like, we progressed, but
it feels like
this is one of those. This is one of those shows where you have a villain, you think it's the villain, it turns out it's not, and then they go after the real villain, and he's only portrayed or revealed at the very end, and then taken away and beaten at the very end. There's no build up to what that villain has done, why he's doing what he's doing. It's just,
but I don't think it's going to be like that if the villain is obviously who everyone has been thinking this whole time. What's his name from the villain that's going to be in Ant-Man 3?
Kang
the Conqueror. Yes. Damn, bro, Brian's coming in clutch. Every time I forget a name, he's like, "Yo, Lion, yo, Kang." That's what you're referring to.
We chilling with villains, bro. We're supposed to know these things,
right? You're right, bro. But I'm glad you got my back. But yeah, regardless, like a lot of people still think, I still think that. It's not that I'm getting my hopes up, but like to me, it's exactly what you're saying. Because if it ends up being, a lot of people are also saying it might end up just being another variant of Loki. That's called.
So I this. Said in the reaction, I was like, imagine it's Loki.
Right.
Like what?
Which is like, I'm leaning more towards Marvel doing that than it being Kang. Right. So that's why I'm not going to go like crazy. But if it is Kang, I'll be like, okay, good. Like I did this and now it's going to lead into, you know, the next phase, because it's like, what that's not, they're not going to beat him. Well, he's just like, cause Kang has to do with like the whole time thing. So the fact that Loki is dealing with all this time manipulation and time variants and timekeepers, you know, that's how it ties in. And Feige did say this is going to be the show, the series, the Disney Plus series that ties in the most with the movies, with the films. So, DK. So, like, right, let's see. Yo, Brian's not believing this bullshit. But
I honestly watched this episode on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember that much about it. Like, nothing really, like, stuck out to me. I mean, like, I remember, yeah, like, she, oh, my God, wait a minute. When she sent herself, but before she sent herself to the...
she pruned herself.
Before she pruned herself. That was this the beginning of this episode, right? Because she was, like, talking to her and interrogating
her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So, I was just, like... Did you really think that, like she was like, oh, you almost had me there. It's like, why would you even, like, I don't know. It was just like, you just think that she's going to, like, flip on them. Oh, yeah, I want to know who's in charge, too, even though she already knew.
She does, though.
But she already knew so much shit. Like, if I was in her situation, her being Sylvie, I would have been like, weigh your odds, right? Like, and what are the chances that she knows all this other shit that nobody else knew and she just doesn't know, like, you know, like other shit? Like, yeah. She's lying. Like, that would be the odds.
But
like,
ironically, she doesn't know. Like, that's the funny part.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
Yeah, but, like, and then obviously that, like, terrible lie is so obvious that they were stalling for time. I was like, this is so, like, I as soon as they went into, like, and, like, she's searching for the files, I was like, okay, yeah, they're just in a search for stalling for time. Yeah, they're just stalling for time. Okay, I was like, it becomes again. When I say predictable, I don't mean like, oh, I can call it before I even see the fucking episode. What's going to happen? More like scene for scene for scene. I know what's going to happen. Every single time, it feels like that, and that's what I mean by it gets predictable. Not like I'm saying before I see the movie. Oh yeah. You know, this, that, and that's gonna happen, you know, but like when I get into the scene, I'm not surprised by anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was the highest rated, or it's the second highest rated episode on IMDb. The fourth episode, the Nexus event, had a 9.3 or has a 9.3.
Yeah, that episode was fire.
And then episode 5, Journey into Mystery, is at a 9.2, the current one that we just watched.
The Superstore episode was sick. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I like that one, but that wasn't the episode. That wasn't episode 5 or 4. It was episode 3,
episode
I think.
Two, episode 2. Two,
yeah.
9.0, the variant.
Nah.
No, it wasn't.
Which one are you talking about?
The Superstore.
Yeah, when they're in the store and they're running through and you find out who Sylvie is.
That's episode 2.
That's episode 2.
Episode 2, the variant.
The best episode.
Yeah, it is.
I agree. Still holds true.
Yeah,
I agree.
But I don't know, guys. Like, I mean, the only thing this episode that really intrigued me were some of like the Easter eggs. We saw the Thanos helicopter, right? I know we all saw that.
Wow.
No, but like, you know, it's a nice little like nod there. Yeah.
No, but the fact that that's the most interesting thing to you in this episode was it shows how bad the episode was. Like,
I wouldn't say bad. Like, it's not that
I didn't enjoy myself.
You expect more.
I would even use the term whelmed, like Robin says in Young Justice.
Yeah,
I'm whelmed. Yeah. Like, I'm not over or underwhelmed. I'm just sitting there watching it. you know what I mean? That's what it felt like for me. But a lot of people enjoyed this. A lot of people enjoyed this episode. So I'm going to actually read something here real quick that I saw on Twitter from this Ryan Unicomb. So he's cool people. Like, he follows us on Twitter. And like, sometimes, you know, we go back and forth on stuff, like nothing crazy, like just talking. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote, and I found this shit funny, like, that Richard E. Grant sequence from last night's Loki is way up there with Mjolnir, Cap.
Oh my God, yeah, you sent me that.
Bring me Thanos and We Are Groot for me in terms of MCU goosebumps moments. Absolutely spectacular stuff. I actually fucking clapped. I didn't give a shit about Richard E. Grant and what he did as classic Loki. But that shit was cool.
Like raising the Asgard, like when he was creating Asgard.
Guys, yeah. Keep talking. I'm gonna go grab like some food. Hold on. Okay. My delivery's here. Oh, Brian got up too. was he doing farting?
Oh, he's doing.
Oh, he's just he's doing. Doing oh, it's all green. It's all green.
It's all green. Exactly, dude. It's so. It was so bad. I was like, bruh, like. First of all,
it was an ass. Like, it was cool.
That take is so bad in my opinion.
Are you gonna compare that to Cap picking up Mjolnir?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yo, if you're hearing this, unfollow us.
No, don't. We love you, but I have to strongly agree with that take.
You mean disagree?
Or disagree? Sorry, not agree. Disagree.
Nah, you agree. You agree. It's fine.
Yeah, it's unchangeable. Like the. Because, like, I don't know. I mean, he got clapped at the end. How could it be a goosebumps moment and the character gets clapped?
Like, I mean, in the moment, I was like, yo, sick. But not once did I compare it to any of those.
This was me in the moment. that was
a reaction?
I was like.
Nah, that should definitely call me.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then. Cool. Like that. Like, it's just whelming. I guess would be probably the best.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm whelmed. That's gonna be the title of this episode.
I feel like that's the thing in the episode that they wanted to be the biggest part of the episode. You know what I mean? Like they built that to a moment.
They definitely invested a lot of money in that too, because like there was a lot of, you know, he constructed Asgard out of nothing. So props to you. That's cool. But
and when Loki was like. You said it was living. You said it was a shark. And you said, whatever. We can't kill it. I was like, well, if it's living, we can kill it. I'm going to kill that shark. I was like, you know.
Who's with me? I was just
stupid ass. That was a horrible line.
What? We were talking about when Loki was like, you know, you said it's a shark. You said it's this, da, da, da. And he's like, but if it's living, we can kill it. Who's with me?
I'm going to kill that shark.
Yeah, I'm going to kill that shark or whatever. I was just like.
I was like, come on, man. You're Loki. Wow. You're just like, they're outplaying the whole like comedic part of him. And I just want him to be at least taken more seriously at some points, especially when at like the end of the world like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I just feel like shows and films typically do this when, let's say a character is the antagonist. They seem a lot more threatening and they seem a lot more powerful than when they're the protagonist, which is what I feel like is happening with this Loki, right? Because all throughout what we've seen him in Marvel, like, you're just like, damn, like that fucking Loki, he's always like doing some shit, always like, fuck, always antagonizing, you know, either the Avengers, Thor, whoever it may be. Mm-hmm. And in this one, I mean, I guess in this one, like, he's just antagonizing himself, I guess. Like, it just, right, like you guys are saying, it just feels like he isn't, they really nerf him to a certain extent and what he can really do. Or maybe in the finale, like, he'll, like this was all.
Okay, you'll get to see all these powers that you've never seen before, you know, and they don't explain and you know.
Well, they did touch on that a little bit, him and Sylvie, remember? Where she was like, yeah, you're a Loki just like I am. So you can do what she does, the enchanting.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they were able. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But how about the fucking telekinesis that he did when he held a whole building up?
Just that, I don't know.
At it?
Well, maybe it just goes back to that though. The fact that he doesn't really know
if they can do that, then why can't he just stop? I mean, why can't he just stop? I mean, like they didn't. They didn't even show a moment where he was like, "Did I just do that?" You know, like it wasn't even like that. Like, oh shit! Like we're gonna come back to that. But like, it was just like done. All right, cool.
Let's go. It was nothing.
Like he's always done it. Like he did it like he always has done it before. And I'm like, okay. And then if that's the case, then why can't he just stop the fucking shark thing or whatever the fuck it's called? You know, just look at it and just make it stop attacking. Like,
I know what you mean. So it's like, stay consistent throughout the series, right? Like, if he's able to do this in episode two, then he should be able to figure out a way or do the same thing he did in episode two here in episode five.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
And all the Loki should have been using that power then in the fight, you know, just launching each other across the room instead of actually fist fighting and shit. Like, I don't understand what the fucking, what was that? Like, they just don't explain it.
I think it was just there more right for the comedic thing, like where they call him Boostful Loki, right? The one that betrayed them and turned him to President Loki. And then, you know, it's like, ooh, yeah, like I promise you guys all this. And this is Loki betraying Loki, Loki betraying Loki. Yeah, what I will say that I am enjoying about the story is that Loki himself as a character, like this one that we're seeing, is developing a lot. Like he has seen, like he's the only one that was like, yo, like we can snap this trend of Lokis are only known for being mischievous and only being known for, you know, causing trouble and losing, you know?
Right.
So I like that he's like, no, like we can choose our own destiny. We can choose to be our own Lokis and go our separate ways and do our own things. We're not destined to always fail at the hands of somebody, you know, which is what happened with classic Loki. Where he eventually escaped Thanos, you know, in his version of things. You know, a lot of Thanos references, you know, this episode. And then you have Kid Loki who killed his version of Thor, which I thought was pretty interesting. And a lot of people have theories that, you know, because they're doing the Young Avengers soon, that he might be sort of the Loki that's there. So now it's like we have either him or we have Sylvie that's in the running. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Sylvie might die at the end of all this. I honestly do. I think both her and our Loki will probably die.
I mean, one of them is probably going to die.
Mark did say that, so I'm gonna throw that up there. I'm gonna say that both of them are gonna eventually die. They're gonna die together though, like probably like holding each other or like kissing, because eventually they're probably gonna kiss because they've been teasing it for how long now? Like Loki's a frost giant. No way he was cold. He was putting that on her because he wanted to make some moves. Mac and Game, exactly. So like no way they're cold.
She's also a frost giant. So they're exactly. both frost giants. So they're
both adopted.
So she opened the door. Giants.
So it's like I think inevitably they're gonna have that kiss, which is very narcissistic because he's just making out with himself essentially. But I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's not you, but it's still you.
It's you as a girl.
Exactly.
As a female, yeah.
So he's like, damn. He's like, yo, I could rock with me. I'm bad. Hot. I'm bad.
Oh god.
But yeah, I mean, so what would you guys sort of rate this episode here today? Not today, but you know, the one we just watched.
7 out of 10.
Yo, letter grade, my son.
Oh, sorry. C. You all right, Brian?
Is this C is 70?
Yeah.
C minus is 70.
I would have only got A's.
Oh wow, what a lot of flags. Oh my god, he totally set himself up for that one.
He's like, yo,
is that a C?
I don't know what that is. Never had one.
I'm gonna give it a B minus.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna. God damn it, I should have went first. Now I'm copying you.
Yeah,
C plus.
Okay, guys, A minus. Oh, that was Ariel. Ariel took over.
Okay.
That was Ariel. I do wonder how he's feeling about it. So I can't wait. We'll ask him.
He's loving it.
You think he liked it? What are the chances?
He didn't like last episode that much, so I was actually kind of surprised.
Nah, I feel like
it's still my favorite Marvel show, I think.
Yeah.
For me so far is still WandaVision. I have to see how the finale for Loki does.
I know, but right now, like through this many episodes, which one were you enjoying more?
WandaVision. Episode 5 for WandaVision was...
That was before the boner part, so never mind.
Right. That came in the finale.
Yeah, we didn't watch the finale yet for this show, so you can't... So like, yeah, saying, I can't. Up to this point in WandaVision, like up till the penultimate episode, you were like liking it a lot.
Well, WandaVision had eight episodes, no?
Right. Instead of six. I'm saying penultimate episode, not counts episode.
The penultimate episode for WandaVision was fire.
It was good.
That shit was heat.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think I was looking at WandaVision in totality. I guess, mm-hmm. Up to that point, yeah, I would have to agree with you. I was liking WandaVision better than I am right now with Loki, but I think Loki in the finale is going to make me like Loki more than WandaVision, because WandaVision's finale was just garbage to me.
Wow, let's talk about it. Let's review that again.
I mean, it was garbage. I mean, I was just like...
So what kind of ending here would you guys sort of be satisfied with? That you'll be like, you know what? Regardless of some of the episodes, which I didn't like as much, this finale sort of solidified this as the best MCU Disney Plus show for the moment. What would make you guys like be like, okay, cool?
Like the end of Thor Ragnarok, when Thor kind of like just like turned into Super Saiyan 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love the analogy. Absolutely great analogy.
He like leveled up.
Yeah.
To level up and just become like the ultimate Loki that we're going to see going forward. So I don't want him to die.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by ultimate Loki? Do you mean like he just becomes super strong, or do you mean like...
Like learns more about himself.
Okay. So like powers, just evolves himself, like whether it be through powers or knowledge.
More or like powers. You know, I like action.
And so, Brian, at this point in time, then, do you think he'll be considered more of an anti-hero rather than a villain, like going throughout the rest of the MCU if he does survive?
Yeah. Anti-hero, I guess, would be the word, yeah.
Right. Because I feel like it's been like that for like a little while now, right? Probably since Thor the Dark World, like we've seen that he's been sort of like, okay, like he's not all that bad. Like he cares about something. He has a code in a sense.
He's only killed a couple thousand people in New York City.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
I mean, I'm not saying we're forgiving him for it, but it's sort of like, especially when the whole sacrifice that he made with Thanos. Ooh, and actually I want to talk about that, because classic Loki made a good sort of, I mean, he didn't make, it wasn't really a point, it was something that occurred to him when he was talking about fighting Thanos, where he did sort of that manipulation for them to think that it was him long enough. What if this Loki ends up, I heard some theories, going around
what if he actually Twitter. Did that?
Right. Like
what? When Thanos killed him?
Yeah, like it was just a
mirage.
A mirage.
Yeah, but that theory has been out there for a long time. I think
it actually has, yeah.
I think this Loki is just gonna replace that Loki.
But didn't
I think so too.
Like
if he doesn't die, of course.
I feel like when you the stuff though, like that he makes or mirages, like they're not tangible. They're all like you go through them and you like literally just run right through it. Right. Like you can't actually touch it. Like, so I don't know how plausible that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he can hide objects in other objects. Like he can do more. He explained it in one of the earlier episodes too, the difference between duplication and whatever he calls the other one. I don't know.
But. Yeah.
And plus, you don't know what he can do yet,
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah, so I mean, for the finale, we're going to get him and Sylvie going into this, void, this enchantment that they've brought to that beast. Brian, what's the name again?
Eliath.
Alive. Thank you. So we got that going. And then there was something Mark and I discussed through chat that Mark also didn't like, which was, so Mobius is just going to fight the TVA by himself, right?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yes. He just goes back there by himself. I'm going to burn the whole place down. Wait, how? What?
Yeah, I fucked with that.
I mean, I like
you,
the idea.
You said you fucked with that?
Yeah. I like the idea, but what's he going to go, like, is he going back to, like, fucking Rambo with machine guns? How is he going to do this?
I mean, I feel like we can assume for the meantime that the TVA is obviously in shambles.
Yeah, so they're
they're a little vulnerable, right?
Naturally, so, he's the one.
Like, he's the villain this whole time?
He's the villain,
He's like, it's been me this whole time,
Loki. That would be a twist I would actually enjoy.
Like, that'd be a little wild.
Just thinking about it now would be crazy, but like, I think I would, that, because you were asking the questions, go back to your question about what would I want out of this. I would want him to, like, that would be a great twist. So I'm gonna just say, like, something that I don't expect, or I'm not like, or if they say it, I'm not like, oh, okay, you know, like, I want to be like, oh shit, you know, like, actually genuinely surprised. That'd be great.
That's what you would want.
Yeah, this is what I would want. Yes. And I don't, and if they do it, right, I want it to, like, lead into, you know, like, I mean, like how Flaggy said, you know, because obviously they can't give you a genuine backstory of a villain if it's a brand new person, you know, whatever, like Kang or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Kang. I don't want them to, like, do a backstory in this. I'd rather that come in the movie that he's in.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I would much rather it be like they fight him, or they, you know, do whatever and he gets away, and then he ends up in the, you know, in some predicament that entangles him with Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? But, like, that's something I would prefer, instead of them just trying to, like, you know, force a backstory and then the fight and then this and this, you know what I mean? Because then I feel like it would become too jumbled. So that's two things. And I'll go over just another third one.
Mm-hmm. That's too much.
I don't know. whoever it is, however they beat him or her or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be fucking stupid.
Easy.
Easy, stupid, how they beat him. It's just like, where it's like, just, I don't want to be let down, I guess, is my third wish for this finale.
My thing is, like, I just want to make sure the stakes are high here.
That's what I mean.
That I know that it's like, holy shit, like, if they aren't able to accomplish what they need to accomplish, like, shit could go. And that's why, like, again, it's not me getting my hopes up. It's me wanting just a good invested story, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, give me something that the possibility of Loki losing right now is going to cause this sort of catastrophic event, because we're dealing with time. To me, any film or show that's dealing with time, it's already set up for a disastrous ending.
Dire consequences. Right.
Because, like, you fuck up the timeline, you fuck up anything in this multiverse, like, shit can happen. So
is no multiverse, and nothing's going on. And as far as we know,
remember, it's just alternate timelines.
You can have alternate timelines, and there's no problem.
It doesn't affect. It wouldn't affect the main timeline that we know.
Any timeline,
it would affect other people's time. But again, if you're thinking like somebody who, like, obviously they know that, like, we know that it's not going to affect our timeline of MCU stuff. But it's like, okay, do you still feel comfortable being responsible for, like, killing, you know, or
other
altering
timelines,
all these other timelines with innocent people who just are living their lives and they have no fucking clue? Yeah. If Ryan's like, fuck them.
But like, here's the thing. If it is Kang the Conqueror, then that's dealing with our main MCU timeline. Like, that's dealing with the heroes that we know and love. And,
well, yeah, Kang, yeah.
But, right. So that's why I think it's going to go that direction. That's why I think, like, this is going to be, to me at least, a very, like, wow ending. Like, oh shit, like, the Loki's lost, Kang is tight now, and he's coming. You know, I think that'll be pretty dope. If they decide to, if they decide to go a different direction, I'm cool with it. But make it good. Make sure you're like, oh shit, the stakes are still very high. They were able to get out of it, but you know, there's like either a post credit scene or the ending is like, hey, they won, but did they? It's like, there might be something that regardless of whatever happened, there's still a fallout from it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
I think Mobius being a villain would actually be pretty fucking tight. Dude, like, imagine them going back to the TVA to help him, and he's just like,
and you know why like it would he has be all too
pointed at
and,
them and shit.
And let me ask you guys this: did you guys feel like when they hugged it out, like, and they were like expressing, you know, their love of their friendship to one another? Did you guys feel that? Was that something that was felt?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like I said before, he's been the best character of the show. So yeah. I think it'd be a really ballsy move on Marvel's part to make him a villain.
That would be crazy. If not, then I'm still glad like they had that moment because you could tell, other than sort of Thor, and speaking of Thor, that frog that was Thor, Chris Hemsworth voiced him. Like the grunts and that stuff. Yeah, whatever little things that he did. Apparently he did have some lines, but they cut it out. So everyone's asking for the release of the Throg cut.
nice.
There's always something now, right? Whenever something's cut out, it's like, oh, like we know, release that cut, which Marvel might, because they did with the Zemo dancing cut.
The Zemo cut, yeah.
Yeah. So there was that. I just wanted to mention that because I thought that was pretty cool. But so besides Thor and his mother, the only other person Loki has truly really cared for, and now Sylvie is also Mobius. So I did feel like it was very like heartfelt, and it's obviously the relationship between them and the actors, you know, Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston, like they fucking killed it, you know, like their chemistry, of course, off the charts. I will say, like, I know people criticize Sylvie in her first like appearances, you know, the actress, but I think she's been doing a great job, just her acting and her chemistry with Tom Hiddleston. But I personally haven't been thrown off by it.
No problem.
Especially in this episode, like I felt like the two of them really did connect, and she is starting to open up more. Mm-hmm. Because even when he offered that sort of like, hey, like maybe if we do end up getting out of this, the two of us can find our path together. And which you know, and going back to Brian's point, because I had said maybe the both of them will die. And the reason that's one of the reasons why, Brian, like the fact that they're talking like this, I'm just like, ooh, I don't know. But you also bring up a good point that maybe, you know, maybe the two of them will move on and just cause a little bit of mischief, you know, here and there and find their path. And maybe they'll show up as side characters in other future Thor movies or other Avengers films, you know. But
yeah. It's hard for me to like, for them to like, for me to just be like, oh yeah, they're cool with Loki now. Yeah, they're cool. I mean, Loki did almost kill all.
Yeah,
of
I don't
them,
I don't want that.
And he's responsible for all of he's basically responsible for Tony having fucking PTSD from New York because he was
he's
the
dead.
One. I know, but I know.
You're dead. It's like from 21 Jump Street. It's like, you're dead.
I know he's dead.
He's fucking dead, bro.
I know, but like, how about his friends that were like, it's oh, yo, you
they
fuck.
Don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, I know. They would be the type to just be like, oh, hey, buddy, come on in. Like, who cares, you know? But like, but they,
oh, like,
you're an Avenger now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
But all right, let's get. So I want to read a few comments before we take a short break and then go to Black Widow. So I'll read three positive ones and three poor ones. So here's the first one, right? And this is all sorted by helpfulness. 10 out of 10. Thanoscopter confirmed. That's an automatic 10 out of 10. I wonder how anything can top that. So
that's Ariel.
How about a good Ariel?
Oh, Ariel wrote that. Okay.
10 out of 10.
Bro, if this is what's sticking out to you about the episode, a fucking Thanos copter, then the episode is buns.
Yeah,
we need these kind of fans.
Overwhelming.
We need these fans to review like DC movies.
I would love to see that. I would love it. I would violate them so much.
We also did see Avengers Tower like in one of the things where how it would look like, you know, if they had lost the battle in New York. So like that was pretty cool. But right, these are all Easter eggs, but Easter eggs don't make the story, you know. 10 out of 10, President Loki.
Save that for the What If show. Oh, look at that.
Oh, damn. President Loki and Richard E. Grant's classic Loki are so well written and fun to watch. First of all, President Loki was in it for
2 seconds.
Maybe 2 seconds.
I was hyped to see that. I was like, oh, I wonder when I saw
all the commercials, I thought it would be our Loki, but it's not even our Loki.
I thought he was going to finesse it and somehow lead all of these Lokis into the thing. But
he was just like dancing around trying to get out of there.
Yeah, it was just like.
Also, the ending is just intriguing as always. I'm kind of sad that the season is ending next week. Can't wait for the finale. A 10 out of 10, glorious purpose. Everyone has a glorious purpose, and you really have to look for it and fight no matter what the end is. RIP classic Loki, best show ever.
Dude, what shows did these people watch? Best show ever. What?
Wow.
Probably watch Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy is probably better than this fucking show.
Wow, Mark, yo, chill out.
I'm just being honest.
What I will say is with Richard E. Grant's character, right, classic Loki, first of all, OP, like that power, like him doing all that was pretty cool. It was very cool to see. And he reconstructed Asgard, which was phenomenal. Just like just for viewing purposes, that was awesome. I was like, yo, this is cool. Again, not agreeing with our guy Ryan, though. Like, that was nowhere near Cap picking up Mjolnir.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, not even close to Thor landing in Wakanda. Like, not even a touch of...
A theater would... It erupted when Cap picked up the hammer, bro.
I still remember looking at Brian. I was like, dude, I sincerely think this is Cap.
I was sitting next to somebody random. I looked over it. I was sitting by myself. And
Wait, you said that to me? I thought you just looked at me.
No, I looked at you and I whispered it because I was like, yo, like this is a huge moment. I don't want to like be like, I was like, I think that's Cap. I wasn't 100% sure because I'm like, maybe Thor did call for it, but I'm like, nah, they have to pay this off. And then when he caught that shit, like everyone was just like,
no, I remember telling you, I was like, it's Thor. I was like, yeah, it's Thor. He's finally calling it back. That's it. And then when you see Cap like running with it, I was like, yeah, like you said, the whole theater just like.
Bro, I looked at a stranger next to me, and we were like, "Oh my god!"
Because it's like, "Fuck it!" It's like, "Fuck it!"
Right?
It is insane.
Like,
there's no way this compares.
Not in the same stratosphere.
Not even close. Not even. Yeah, it's not even remotely close.
I don't want to violate you.
No, it's all good because we're gonna have him on the podcast and we're gonna talk about that. Let's read three of the bad reviews here. And this first one here, this guy went in. Like, I'm talking four paragraphs.
Okay, we're not reading that.
20, nah, it's pretty short. I'll read through it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like, right. It's not like we're like full-blown sentences.
Yeah.
1 out of 10, 25 low-keys, sad romance, no logical continuity. So now there's at least 25 Lokis in the TVA garbage dump. It is supposed to be funny that there's an alligator Loki, but it just adds to how profoundly stupid the series is. Loser Loki has the hots for Lady Loki, and they spend about 10 minutes in the ruins of the future trying to warm up to each other and failing horribly. This is less than zero chemistry between these two actors. Oh, you see? That's what we were referring to earlier.
Mm.
That I don't agree with.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
They have nothing, not even a small spark of friendship between them. The more time they spend trying to force a relationship, the more difficult it is to watch this crud. Putty Nose Wilson, who was disintegrated, came to the ruined future. Yeah, it is.
That's OD.
Came to the ruined future with a TVA teleporter gizmo, which should have been disintegrated too.
No, since this, since that's this, wrong.
TV series has no continuity to his storyline. Wilson just pulls it out and teleports back to the TVA from what is supposed to be the end of time. That's false because that Sylvie took that with her. That wasn't his.
But at least she pruned herself, though.
But it came with her.
Why didn't it come with him?
It didn't come with him. I'm pretty sure that was her. She gave it to him. She first gave it to Loki. Loki's like, no, I'm doing this.
Oh, you know
this.
What happened?
And then they gave it to him.
You know what happened? Right before he got pruned, she's like, give me my temp pad. So she takes that back, and then he gets pruned, so he has no temp pad because he replaced hers with his. Right. And then she got the temp pad from the dumbass, whatever, the judge or whatever.
Yeah, she took it from her.
Yeah, it's the second time.
Exactly. Wilson just pulls it out and teleports back to the TVA from what is supposed to be the end of time. The rules do not apply to variant Loki and her friends, so the TVA has no fighting chance, and it has been since the first season of episode one.
Wait.
The first scene of episode one.
But if...
We don't have to get into it. We don't have to get into it.
Oh, wait, no, just one more question. Uh-huh. I could be forgetting this, but the temp pad... Why couldn't they just use it immediately when they all got together instead of doing the battling of whatever?
They wanted to get to the other side of
They need an answer. They need to find like what is causing all this, like who is behind all this.
Right. So they didn't want to leave, right?
Yeah, they didn't want to leave, right.
Okay, and then
Obviously, Kid Loki and Classic Loki. I know you didn't like this either, Mark, where they were like, no, we're going to stay here. This is our home.
Yo, we're going to stay here in this fucking trash pile because it's our home, man. We're going to get killed by all of each. Like, it's going to kill each other. Yeah. I was just like.
Mark hates it.
Bro,
Mark hates
this
it.
Is so fucking That's, wild.
Especially like for a Loki to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Staying a fucking dump. Like, why don't you go and go do something? Go help either Mobius or go.
Well, I could understand Classic Loki because he basically
died.
That.
Yeah, he sacrificed himself. No, I'm saying
he left. Like, when
he escaped from
Thanos, he pulled off a Dr. Manhattan and chilled by himself for, like, mad long.
Right. Yep.
I could get that.
I could understand him, but why would the kid also agree to that?
It's just
One out of ten. The Void? Question mark, the beginning of time, question mark, the end of time, and it's branched, question mark. What all these nonsenses, question mark. The movie
what
tried
is that
to,
English?
The movie tried to reconcept and reimagine about time, but at this very moment, turns out, nonsense. All these minutes are just a waste, crunching the popcorn in front of a screen, well, is quote-unquote entertainment. It is quote-unquote art, capitalized LOL. Star, going to change this rating into 10 if the finale episode rocks. Can't wait. Wait.
He was on a 1 out of 10?
He put a 1 out of 10, but if the finale is good enough, he'll change this to a 10 out of 10, the episode.
This just shows that the people are so stupid. It's like, hey, whatever everyone else says about this, then I'll change it.
And I will read this last one. 1 out of 10, terrible. What was that, question mark? All they did was fight a big cloud, ..
Nice.
The last rating.
I had no problem with the cloud. It's just...
So, guys, we will be reviewing Loki episode 6, the finale,
on Wednesday.
We are a bit behind this week. We do have a huge week ahead of us, though. So, you know, we're recording this right now. It's Sunday. So we have this. We're about to review Black Widow. And then we're going to have Clay Enos come on the podcast, come to the studio, actually, next Saturday, the 17th. So it's a big week for us. And then in the middle of that week, on Wednesday, we will be reviewing the finale of Loki. So make sure
to stay tuned
for that. And reacting, of course. So we're going to take a quick break, guys, and then we're going to review Black Widow. Welcome back, y'all. So if you're just joining us again, we are reviewing Black Widow. If you have not seen the film, this is spoilers. Oh, he's changed. Oh, dope.
Wow, so changing colors.
For our audio listeners, Brian just changed the colors. So he went from green to represent Loki to red to represent Black Widow.
Black Widow.
So this movie, guys, should have definitely came out between Civil War. And, like, this is where it was positioned in terms of, you know, the continuity of the MCU, between Civil War and Infinity War. But for me, it literally should have came out then too. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. You know, I'll start off straight here on the bat. just giving my thoughts. It, like, for me, it started off really, really good. But I don't know. I saw a tweet that was just like Black Widow .. was a thing, like. That's how I feel about it. Like, it just was a thing that happened. Like,
it's just something that happened. There's nothing. The movie was irrelevant. The only relevance was like, okay, Black Widow got a post credit scene, and the post credit scene, which I thought was like very interesting.
Yes,
I love the
post credit scene. So I'll start off by saying this: the opening credits were great. I was like,
the Nirvana song covered by a female.
Mm. Yo, what are you trying to say?
It was fire.
Like my cup, my coffee mug warmer, fire. But right, and also just, you know, showing her and Yelena, right, her sister, played by Florence Pugh, and first and foremost, Florence Pugh, with all due respect,
baddie.
With all due respect. Scarlett Johansson, with all due respect. Milena, with all due respect. So, all
right.
But did you guys notice that, like, we were very, like, this was very much, like, the cast was limited, like, very much limited to, like, six, like, key people. It was, like, the four of them, Taskmaster, who was atrocious, And the father of Taskmaster was also absolutely horrendous. So
that was a hard ass fart.
That was one of my main complaints about the movie.
I mean, the Taskmaster Taskmaster?
Taskmaster, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a crazy dope fight scene with Black Widow the first time they encountered each other.
Sexist ass.
Wow. Oh,
I don't want to spoil it for anyone. We didn't get there yet.
It's spoilers.
Also, I called that shit out right away. As soon as she showed her daughter dying, I was like, that's her daughter.
Oh, yeah?
I called it.
Oh, you guys called it too dope.
I think I called it. When did I wrote it down?
I remember I told Vic, I was like, watch that be her daughter. And then she never found out because she fell asleep. But
yo, it's funny too. The people I watched it with, a couple of people, like Kayla was also like, yo, I'm not going to lie, I'm very tired right now. And I'm like, yo, she's like, how much do we have left? And when I paused it, we had 51 minutes left. But I will say this, there was like probably half an hour of just their family like talking to one another, which wasn't bad. Like it wasn't like a bad like scene, but I just feel like the pacing was just like really off.
It was like bad. It was a little weird. What I liked is the help when she got into the helicopter. What's her name, by the way?
Which one?
Yelena,
and then Milena.
Yeah. Yes, Yelena, Milena, Natasha, and then Alexei.
Yeah.
So that's the family. We have my guy from Stranger Things, David Harbour.
The super soldier serum, they just brushed through it. Like, how the fuck did you get it? Like,
so that's my whole thing. That's my whole pet peeve about this film. They brushed over that, and they brushed over the Black Widow program entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they went over the Black Widow program more in Age of Ultron than they did in Black Widow.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yes. That's my main gripe with this entire film. It's like, yo, you could have had so many dope sequences. of
sequences.
Sequences.
You could have so many dope sequences with the whole Black Widow program just going after Yelena and Natasha and sort of explaining how this program came to be, how this like they explained it, but they did it through dialogue rather than showing us.
I think
all this dope spy shit, all this dope assassin shit that they could have done.
I think we got a little bit of the dope assassin in the beginning of the movie.
We did. Like the action, cool. Some of the action scenes were really good.
In terms of how deep they can go, you have to remember, they did some fucked up shit.
Yes. Into the psychological barrier of this. Why not? Why can't you? Why?
Because it's Marvel. They cannot do that. And that's not a dig at Marvel. I mean, like, it's Disney. It would have to be rated R if they were to do that.
The opening credits with the Nirvana song was phenomenal. You know why? Because it touched on that. It touched on the psychological torture that Yelena and that Natasha had to go through. But here's the thing. Why brush it over in opening credits? Why not give it to us in the movie? I'd rather take that over the scene of the four of them on the dinner table talking. I'd rather that because, like, I want that because you really get to show what Natasha went through and you get to show what Yelena, who's potentially going to be, not potentially, is going to be the new Black Widow in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, 100%.
Like it would give just more of like a wow, like y'all have really, really been through some shit. Like we know you have, but like they told us, they really told us through the story that y'all been through some shit.
So for me, I actually liked the movie.
Wow. No. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. Like I did, but I just felt like it could have done more. Okay. Hit us, Mark.
Rewatchability, it's pretty good. So I'm going to say I actually liked that dinner table scene because if they had just how it all set up, right? So like, leading up to that, you find out that Natasha never really kept tabs on her sister. She was kind of lying to herself, or she said it was kind of like her assuming, but it was more lying to herself that she was just like out living her own life and doing what, you know, living a normal life, quote unquote.
In terms of Yelena.
Yelena,
she didn't want to like fuck up her life, right? That's what she said.
Yeah, like I didn't want to like. I just assumed you didn't want to see me. Like I don't like as a reminder. Like I assumed she said that's because fair. As a reminder. So like I was like okay, yeah, I was on the fence. I was like, do you not check in on your sister? Like that part was kind of to me. I was like, whatever. So, but I understand. You know, you don't want to remind your sister that traumatizing fucking time because another thing that she kept saying. We're not a family. That's what Natasha kept saying.
That hurt Yelena.
Yelena was different. Her experience was different. So I liked the difference in their.
Yeah, she was like, you guys were like, the best part of my life was fake.
Yes,
exactly. And you could see
that shit hit me hard.
That shit is dope. You see that in the beginning too.
Mark, time out. Before you continue your hot take, please keep everything in check. I'm just going to turn on the AC real quick because I'm hot. All your hot takes are just me look like I'm sweating. Hold on.
Yeah. Yo, that dinner scene, I liked it too, but I just wish they had like Junior was saying, more to the Black Widow program on top of that. If anything, well, how long was this movie? 2 hours?
Let me look it up. I just don't like. I understand. I feel what you guys are saying, but the movie would have just had they been rated R if they delved deep into the Black Widow program.
Nah, I mean, just think about how they did Winter Soldier. I wish this movie had like a Winter Soldier vibe to it, not like in terms of darkness and seriousness.
Is John Wick rated R?
What? Yes,
it definitely is, right?
100%. You know what they could have not shown? Them breaking Alexei out of jail.
I actually enjoyed that scene.
I liked it because it's like it showed because I liked it because I liked it because if he has super, it was 2 hours and 14 minutes, Brian.
And it was a long ass movie.
So
I think they should have made it 30 minutes longer and dove into what we're missing, like the Black Widow program, the Captain America, how he got his serum, Alexi, how he got the serum, and just like focus on Black Widow a little bit more and like all the pain that she's been through and the whole Budapest thing. They keep diving. Before this movie, we didn't know what Budapest was, right?
Right.
We didn't know what kept happening there because they keep bringing it up. Hawkeye and Black Widow keep talking about that, right? So it sounds like what happened was Bolton saved her, right? In Budapest. Ooh. Or she escaped and Bolton was like...
Bolton?
Bolton?
Yeah, Hawkeye.
No, Barton.
Barton.
Am I saying Bolton?
Yeah, you're saying Bolton. I was like...
that's the other guy. That's the other guy. My bad.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It's all good, bro, because you had two name guesses before that you were right on. So you're good.
Fuck!
Yeah, so Barton...
two for three.
Uh-huh.
So what happened in Budapest? Because I guess they still weren't clear in this movie, but it kind of sounds like he saved
She mentioned it. She did say it, right?
You see a little bit of a flashback where you see her killing or quote-unquote killing the child, but like...
Wait, she needed to do that, though, for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, because defection. Like, you need to... Like, this is a terrible thing you're a part of. You need to fix this. Like, so she's like, okay, like, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to take out the head of it and boom.
But, like, to kill the daughter, dude?
Yeah, but I don't
give a fuck.
True. They did mention that a lot. They brought up, S.H.I.E.L.D., but previously Hydra, right. So that is a good point. But it's just like, right, to me, it's like,
so
Nick Fury would never, I know obviously at that time, it's just like, you know, Fury would never like allow that. He'll be like, nah. We're not killing a little girl right here. Nah,
absolutely not. Yeah. I mean,
Fury was in there and S.H.I.E.L.D. was still running it. So, I mean, Hydra was still running it.
You know, my thing was this movie a little bit too, like some of the scenes I'm like, okay, that scene, like they definitely should have died. Like the scene where Taskmaster like violated the car they were in. I'm like, they should be dead. Like,
oh yeah, there were a couple scenes like that. I mean, Black Widow. Like,
y'all remember the scene? Y'all remember
when she hit the vent, and then hit the ground? I was like, she landed on her feet. I was like, God damn! I was like, all right, whatever.
Things like that, I don't care much about. It's a comic book movie. I'm starting really to care.
Like, yeah, like I mean, I saw
like when she was flying through the air and like being badass, I was like, I don't give a shit. Because if Batman was doing that, no one would fucking say anything.
Okay,
Aquaman with Black Manta, yo, he fell off that
motherfucker
cliff.
Really should have died there.
After that, I was Black Manta. when he exploded off the when they were fighting the Italian Riviera and shit, and he got sent off the cliff. Guys. And you get hitting rocks, and you see him that. Like crack his fucking head.
You're like, Wasn't he suited up?
Yeah, but
he was. I mean,
dusted at that point.
If you're suited up, automatically, like you're
chilling. I'm gonna call Ariel real quick to see his thoughts on the movie. What do you guys think? Do you guys think he liked it?
He didn't finish. He didn't watch it yet.
He's gonna be like, it was good.
Oh, he didn't watch it yet?
He didn't watch it yet. He said he didn't watch it yet.
Damn it! Never mind. Wow, he didn't watch an MCU movie day of release.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yo, did you watch Black Widow yet? You're 3 minutes and 19 seconds in.
Yeah. All right, let me know your thoughts right now. What do you think so far?
Yo, first 3 minutes and 19 seconds. What are your thoughts?
So far, I don't know what's going on. But Rachel Weisz should have great.
Yeah. I bet. So, all right, we'll bring it up. Let us know your thoughts on the Wednesday episode of When We Do Loki then, for the finale. But we definitely want to hear your thoughts. We're breaking it down now, so we want to hear. Oh, did you watch Loki?
Yeah.
Oh, give us your thoughts on that then. We already broke it down.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was just another episode to move the plot along. The writing was kind of blah. And
that's how you know shit was bad.
It was cool. Like, it was nothing really. The old man Loki, Richard Grant.
Richard E. Grant.
I got Richard Grant Loki was lit, but that's pretty much it. Like,
Ariel. Two things. One, so we brought up a tweet in the Loki review with I'm gonna read it out to you, okay? And I want you to be sort of a just let us know what you think about this tweet. That Richard E. Grant sequence from last night's Loki is way up there with Mjolnir Cap, Bring Me Thanos, and We Are Groot for me in terms of MCU goosebumps moments. Absolutely spectacular stuff. I actually fucking clapped. Is it up to par with Mjolnir Cap, Bring Me Thanos, and We Are Groot? Okay, thank you. Second thing.
We gotta have this kid come on our podcast now.
And then second thing, please give your letter grade for Loki episode 5. B.5. Love it.
The penultimate was a B.5.
B.5. Expectations besides, hope it's good. What do you sort of want to see in the series finale?
Bro, they better make this shit fucking worth it. Like, the last, like, 3 to 4 episodes are kind of, like...
meh.
They weren't, like top tier as what I expect.
I think Ariel's hanging out too much with us.
Oh, let's bring it home, please. Like, I'm here sounding like Mark Point Two, but
Mark Point Two,
2.0, you mean? Mark Point Two.
Last one. Like, the season finale so far, not that they've really let us down, but they've kind of like, I'm assuming across the board have been.
Agreed.
They've kind of let us down in some sense, like for each one of us. Like when it comes to WandaVision, when it came to Sam and Bucky, like there was something, there was some part of the season finale that kind of like, they kind of fell short a bit. So I hope that for this one, it's leading up into Doctor Strange 2 and No Way Home.
Ant-Man
and shit. I hope it's freaking worth it. And I swear to God, if it's Loki behind all this,
tell him I said that.
Then you saw the episode.
2 out of 9.
Nah, but it'll be really like they better be very clever with how they wrap things up.
Yeah, I mean, I said it earlier. I do still think it's going to be Kang because let's start setting up the MCU for Phase 4. But if not, right, if it's another variant Loki, it's gonna be like wow, like even like Brian had said it. He's like wow, like they're gonna bring in a villain at the end of the season and just kill them off right there, and like it'll be fucking garbage.
Ironmonger on them.
Oh God! So awesome. Thank you for that. We wish you were here for the whole time. We're gonna do the long Halloween when part 2 comes out, so we could do both at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Right. And so we're gonna do Black Widow. We would love to hear your thoughts on Wednesday. And hope you enjoy the film, my guy.
Yeah, all right. I miss y'all.
All right, miss you too.
Miss you too.
All right, bro.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Got me a few one. But thank you. Okay. So awesome. Thank you, Ariel. Ariel joined in for a guest appearance on his own show. On a show that he hosts. But getting back to Black Widow. I mean, Mark, for the most part, I am really surprised. No, I'm not surprised that you enjoyed it. I can see where, like, I enjoyed it. Again, I'm not saying I hated it. Like, I didn't hate it. I just think I thought it was going to go in a different direction than I had expected it to. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. It just means I would have preferred the way I had imagined it to go, because I personally think the villains were awful. Awful, awful, awful. The father of Taskmaster felt like a mustache twirling villain to me.
He was.
It's like oh, I get that's all what, these
that's
girls
what, that's all spy
who that's have who spy have movies. No right who have no that. Right. All these girls who have no place to be, who have nothing for life, you know, and I take them in and I make mm-hmm. them into widows. And it's just like,
why don't you like the task manager?
Task master. Manager?
I keep fucking that up, bro.
Nah, that's lit. Task
computer,
manager.
She's not a computer task, program,
she
bro.
Might as well be. She might as well be.
Okay.
I thought she was dope in the sense of like some of the fight choreography I thought looked really cool. But it just felt like there was no, and I know Brian, you're a big fan of like final like battle scenes, and I just felt like it just you could have done some really cool martial arts scenes with that, since she's able to like after she fought Alexei, she got trapped into that thing. And then Black Widow was gonna let her out. She did let her out. And then they flew out of the thing. And then they fought in the air for a little bit.
Which was cool. Then,
which was fine.
That. That was cool.
But then it they land really and cool, she but, does like one quick combo. And it's like,
right.
You're done.
And it's like, okay, we have two. Like you can mimic Natasha's fighting style. And Natasha's fighting style is obviously dope. Like we've obviously seen it so many times. I think to me, still Civil War is her best fighting style. Like she was just whooping ass in Civil War and Winter Soldier. Yeah. So it's
yeah,
like,
what
I want
about,
more of that.
I think Yelena should have helped that.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank
you. Yo. Yeah, I thought Yelena and Natasha.
Yeah.
They should have teamed up and just, you know, double teamed the task manager. That would have been fire. Imagine.
Yeah.
And then like, he's like, and they don't even like, they didn't even acknowledge the fact that she can observe your moves and fight like you. They did in the first scene, but she was just like mimicking her a little bit. But it's like, no, I want to see you fight like her. I want her to do something and then hit her counteract with something that she would do. And then Yelena comes in and does another fighting style and then she mimics both. And then like, it's like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? And it's like,
yeah. And then they have to be creative. They have to come up with some shit that's like, okay, like you cause a distraction, which is sort of what they did, but it's just like, it right. Again, it just, I feel like it just wasn't executed correctly. Again, didn't hate the film. It did feel a lot different than a lot of Marvel films. I will give it that, like 100%. Like this did not feel like I'm watching like, you know, an MCU film. Like it was very much, again, going to the soundtrack of it all. I thought the soundtrack was dope and it made sort of like an eerie sort of like thing. I liked the whole family aspect of it. Because they were put through hell, man. Like these two, quote unquote, you know, their surrogate parents, like they weren't good parents. Like one is part of the Black Widow program, right? The mom, and then the dad is, you know, Red Guardian, and they just pretty much just gave them up to the villain to be like, hey, you're gonna just join the Black Widow program, and you know, as children, and even but Natasha.
So what
even
was
as
their
a kid,
mission? What was their mission in Ohio? What was the point of that mission? Did they ever explain?
To get the
antidote?
No, not the antidote. The thing that he needed the antidote for, basically the new form
the
of
mind
control.
Okay.
Yeah, the new form of mind control. Because he said that he was like, oh,
how
that's
did
what...
them acting as a family get that? I don't understand.
Well, no, he needed to play the part. Alexei needed to play the part of the family man. You know, he needed to look like an American. He needed to look and feel like, oh, this guy. Because
Shield was onto them, or Shield, right. Shield pretty much that was what it was. They stole Shield intel, and then Shield obviously found out. So the family had to escape to Cuba to rendezvous with what was the name? Dracov. Yeah, Dracov. Yeah. And then even Natasha, though, at a young age, right? Like she was badass. She was like, "Yo, like I'll,
well, they knew,
like
they,
I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you." She was like, "KG Beast, I'll kill her. Believe me, I'll do it."
Yeah. So, back to what I was saying about how before you had to go turn the AC on.
That was like 3 hours ago.
I know, but I don't want to lose this thought.
That was a whole aerial call away. Oh, you're right. I told you to preserve your thought. I'm sorry.
So. back to the dinner scene, right? So like, you start, because like, or like leading up to that dinner scene. So I liked how they both had different perceptions of it, because you remember she knew that all this shit was fake, Natasha.
Yeah,
she knew because she already went through the program,
right?
So, and but you can obviously tell that Yelena didn't. So she had no clue what was going on. She was too young, right? She didn't know what the fuck was happening. So,
right.
So obviously to her it was real. So you didn't, Natasha like forgets that. And you see, and like, that's a human thing. I mean, you literally like having different perceptions of the same events is literally what it is. And it's so, yeah. It was so interesting because I didn't want her to be, I thought that's what they were going to do. But then she started mentioning it more and more, Yelena, like how she was kind of fucked up, or she's kind of mad at Natasha for not checking in on her, for not like touching base or anything, to checking if she was even alive. Like,
right.
Like, it's like, you guys really just didn't give a shit about me.
Like, and she's like, Natasha, you left. And like, not only did you leave, like, you're an Avenger, dude. Like, you're sort, not quote unquote living lavish, but like, you're well known. Like, you're a hero. Like, people know you, you're well loved. And like,
I mean, she is living lavish. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, the only reason I say that is because she still has to, like,
she sacrificed herself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But
she's not living lavish anymore. More.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that.
But
she died. She's dead.
You're dead. But I agree with you there, where Yelena had fantastic points, and her character, like, that's the thing.
She made this movie for me. She was
amazing. Actually really enjoyed the family, like, as a whole.
Yeah.
Wait, who made the movie for you?
Yelena. I think Yelena was fantastic.
No, I do. Really? I agree.
Oh, okay.
I loved her. Her, yeah. Car, when she did the hair flip thing, and she was
which was sort of
a little tease as to what's to come, like, because she is probably going to take over that mantle for Natasha and, you know, be one of those sort of young Avengers. Mm-hmm. And she's also a beast, like, you know, we've seen her fight, like her fight with Natasha in the crib.
Yo. lit fighting though. Why did they fight like that?
I don't understand that.
It was just because
she didn't know that if Natasha was, or Natasha didn't know
that she was brainwashed.
She was brainwashed or not.
Oh,
so that's why she proceeded very.
I love the entrance of her being like, she's like, I know you're out there. She's like, I know that you know I'm out here.
Yeah.
And then it's like they start scrapping. Well, right. I completely get that, Mark. That's the thing. I didn't mind like the dinner table scene. I don't know. I just felt like we got, and I guess it's fine where we got like sort of like a whole, the whole beginning was very much action packed. And then because up to the point where they break him out, and then they sort of did need that mm-hmm. scene of just like in the middle, because basically the whole middle was them at the dinner table, wherever they were. And for a second, I did get caught off guard. I thought that the mom, right, Milena, did rat them out, and I was like, wow, that was like that's kind of cruddy. I was like, wow, yeah, like that's crazy.
So mm-hmm. at that point, I was like, okay, so like at first, I was like, wait, so she said, oh, they'll be here in 1 minute. Like, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh shit. And
I was like,
so,
Natasha's not going to go to warn them.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? She didn't go to warn them. And I saw her knocked on the floor. I was like, okay, I can get that. So at that point, they actually sold me with the fucking surprise. I was like, oh shit. So they planned it. When she took the mask off, I was like, oh shit. So they actually, this is a plan. This was not like her fucking them up. She was within like those few minutes, she realized, like, she was like, okay, like, let's make a plan. And within minutes, they came up with that plan. It's pretty fucking beast. So I liked the plan. It caught me off guard, I'll be honest. I don't know if it caught you guys off guard. It caught me off guard.
The fact that, it made sense, too. That's what I did like about it. I liked the storytelling. I didn't like the way it was executed in the third act. And the reason why was because I thought the villains were just weak, and another thing too, which I feel impedes my sort of reaction to this movie, is that I know the stakes aren't critical because I know that she eventually, when she dies, I know she's not going to die in this. Like, I know that I know that Yelena's not going to... I kind of knew nobody was really going to die. And if it was, it was going to be one of the parents and they didn't even die, which I'm excited because I'm like, oh, like they can be presented again in the MCU, which mm-hmm. I would love. But the third act did make sense because Yelena has spent so much time in the Black Widow program. And so did Alexei, even though Alexei wasn't really part of the plan like that. Right. And it goes into continuity because Natasha doesn't really trust him like that. She's like, yo, like, it's not to say that he's going to do some grimy shit, but like, I trust mm-hmm. you more, Melinda. And like, right, they came up with that plan quick, but it's because they knew so much about the program. That it's like, we know how he is. We know how, you know, whatever the exactly. villain's name was. We know what he's going to do Dracoff to impede us. And the fact that she had to break her own nose to be like, hey, like, now I can fuck you up.
Yeah. I was
like,
hurt dope. My nose.
Yeah. I know, me too. I was like, oh.
She's like, man, you're so weak. I had to do this shit myself. And then bang, bang. I was like, oh my.
Which was dope. I was like, dope because she is a spy, B, an assassin. Like,
she's smart. She's way smarter than anybody else.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why this is another reason why I didn't have a problem with Taskmaster. So like at the end, right, when they land and you know, they go through a couple of sequences and then she gets the mask off and then boom. You have to remember, she wasn't fighting to knock her out. She was literally fighting to get her exposed to the cure. So yeah. it's fighting with different intent, right? So she, like, Taskmaster might have seen her fighting to kill or fighting to knock out or fighting to whatever. So mm-hmm. so she's like, okay, I got this. But she was fighting to take the helmet off. So there's like a different intent and different moves that you do. So that's why it was so quick, because you have to do it quickly or else Taskmaster will find out what the fuck you're doing and trying to.
Very true. What I will say about Taskmaster character, I still mess it up.
Taskmaster.
Yes.
What
I will say about that character, which I enjoyed, it's like when she was dying and she asked Natasha, is he gone? Right?
Yeah, that was
the fact that Natasha blew her up as a young kid, but regardless of that fact,
her over her dad.
Right. Right. Like that to me, I was like, okay, like
she probably understands. Like,
what the fuck she's been through. Like, can't imagine.
Like, especially now. She was like, I understand why y'all were trying to kill this motherfucker because he's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. So I think in that aspect, right? Like, I didn't hate Taskmaster. Like, again, this whole movie to me was just like, if you had released this earlier, I feel like I would have really liked it a lot more than I did but just because you're releasing it when you did, I felt like it could have dove in more to the Budapest aspect of it and the Black Widow program of it. Because when the Black Widow program, when they started attacking her, I was like, oh shit, like is she about to like whoop all of them? Like that shit would have been crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she didn't because like she was kind of like wounded, like kind of hurting. But like she was holding her own for a little while. And like
just fighting a bunch of people who were trained the same way.
The same way, exactly. Right. So I'm like, that I understood. And also once they all started attacking her, I was like, okay, good. Like they didn't just make one of them come at her and then another one come at her. Right, one by one. It's like, that's just unrealistic. So there were some aspects of that I liked. But like overall, just because it didn't do what I wanted it to, doesn't make it a bad movie, doesn't make it a bad experience. I still, A, enjoyed it, and B, I thought it was very unique compared to any other sort of, it reminded me in some aspects of Winter Soldier, but that's the thing too. I'm comparing it a lot to Winter Soldier because of the whole spy.
It like, gave me a Winter action Soldier thriller. Vibe, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I will give it credit for, is just that, it's just that the Winter Soldier is such like on another level compared to everything else. Yeah, right. Yeah. So like I won't fault it for not telling the story that I wanted it to tell. I'm not going to fault it for that. I'm faulting it for the sort of lazy third act that it gave me. But up until the third act, here's the thing. I still enjoy the third act. The thing is, if they had released this in between Civil War and Infinity War, I'd have been like, dope. Like, this is what I needed right now.
So was the third act underwhelming? The third act was whelming.
It wasn't, right. It was whelming. So that's what I'll give it. But regardless with everything that I'm saying here, I'll give it a solid B because it was still an entertaining movie.
Number out of 10.
Oh, excuse me. We're doing films. Exactly. So in that case, I will give it a 7.5.
Okay. Well, that's a seven. That's a C. Okay.
But it, in terms of like a B minus sounds harsh, sounds harsher than it should be. And a 7.5 doesn't sound as harsh as a B minus. At least in how I see it.
I would much rather get a B minus than a C.
Well, a 7.5 to me doesn't feel like a C. It feels more like a
just C let plus the man B minus. The
movie. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, whatever.
But I will say again, and I think we're all in agreement here. The post credit scene was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
The post credit scene with
you think that's building up for the Hawkeye show?
Yeah. Yes. Where she's confirmed to show up.
Yeah.
Villain? That's pretty dope.
He's going to turn her into Black Widow, just like turned Natasha into Black Widow.
That would be fire. That actually would be very fire. But we do again see Shardy from Falcon and Winter Soldier. Contessa Valentina Allegra the Fonte. I loved it. I loved it.
Yes. I was like, who the fuck is that? And then when the camera turned to her, I was like,
So Yelena's been working for her for some time now, apparently.
That wasn't her first appearance to her.
Right, because remember, it's been multiple years since Civil War, right? Or in between Civil War and
Infinity War, of course. Infinity War,
so it's been like seven.
And we don't know if she got dusted or not. So apparently it seems not, that because she's been working with her for quite some time now. Yeah. So
I don't think she's been dusted.
And I think this is also setting up how we talked about for Falcon and Winter Soldier, Thunderbolt Ross and setting up that whole little program that they got going on. So it should be interesting, but that got me more excited for the Hawkeye show now, because I'm like, ooh, she's showing up again.
And I wonder No,
go ahead.
I wonder if they're going to, what you wanted, to delve into the Black Widow-ish type shit. Because I imagine if what I'm saying is correct, right? Let's just assume that what I'm saying is correct, that Martin's going to bring her over to the Avengers, and she's become the new Black Widow, whatever.
Right.
I wonder if they're going to, because at some point they're going to have to talk to each other, some sort of meaningful interaction. I wonder if they're going to kind of delve into the Black Widow program, because remember, Kate Bishop's in it. She doesn't really know what the Black Widow program is. So I could see also an interaction between them two
and
being like, okay, like you think your life's been hard, Kate? You want to know my fucking life? Like, I'll tell you right now, type shit.
Yeah. And also it could lead up into future sequels, like Black Widow sequels, but with Yelena instead.
Yelena,
And also I like how the vest that Black Widow wore in Infinity War was Yelena's in this movie. She's like, since you like it so much, here you go.
That's pretty cool.
I'm very much excited for seeing more of Yelena in future films. I think Florence Pugh is A, a phenomenal actress. And B just fits this role so well. To continue.
I fell for her, man. In that dinner scene, I fell for her, man. I was like, damn, that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, just finding out that all that shit is fake. Nobody really gives a shit about you. That is fucked. I mean, so I can. That's the emotional part of this movie was probably some of the best emotional parts I've seen in an MCU film, where it's like I'm actually like invested, and I'm
so what's your rating
for what? Oh, for the movie. I'll give it a B, B plus.
Numbers.
Excuse me, numbers. Number. That's right. 8.5.
Nice. Brim.
7.5.
Okay.
So we have the same ratings.
There were some things, I always have to pick up my little things. When she was jumping off the airship or whatever, she just found like a a parachute just lying around. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Well,
no, she was in, she got into like the helicopter, like
before that. Before the helicopter, she already had a parachute. She grabbed the parachute off the airship, yeah, and then jumped and then went through the helicopter, grabbed another one because she needed two, remember, because to get Yelena and then to get Taskmaster.
Yeah. I get that. I also, where did the widows go? Where everything was like falling? How did they find that helicopter? I was like,
I assume it's going to be answered in Hawkeye, where they all went.
No, he means like, how did they get off the ship?
Yeah, like they just found the helicopter, and I was like, okay.
I mean,
they went to the hangar. They went to the hangar and they loaded everybody up and then left,
I guess.
What a good thing I noticed is, like, a good nitpick, I guess, is he attached all of the antidotes to a flashbang,
yes,
instead of a grenade.
Because so at first right, I was so like, it could spread.
Yeah, so that also she doesn't kill.
Yeah, exactly. They kill everyone there. Of course, that's the number one priority, actually.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, so, like a little detail that you noticed.
Yeah, I agree. That was very cool. I'm trying to look through my notes now to see if anything I missed.
I mean, to me, you know, it's while you look that up, Mark, like, you know, a solid addition into the MCU. Again, wish it came out earlier. Wish they did this at an earlier time. And if they do go into another, like into a sequel, that it be more into the Black Widow like program, especially with Yelena's character, because I feel like since she, not that she was in it longer than Natasha, but she was, you know, at a point, you know, in control, mind control. So, you know, I would love to see that someday in a sequel.
I saw a lot of people online complaining about Taskmaster and being wasted potential. Like saying, oh, she can't show up in another MCU thing. But that's not entirely true at all. I mean, she totally could. She's not dead. The Black Widows took her, and I assume they're
They took her, right?
Yeah, she's going to become, I would imagine, she would become a hero, or not a hero for hire, but like a hitman or some shit like that. You know, like a gun for hire, basically, like a mercenary.
Right.
Sometimes, because she's...
The death stroke of the MCU.
Yeah, she's fucking elite. Crazy. You know, like she can fuck people up, man. Like she has the... Does she have the serum? She does, right? Because she's stupidly strong.
No, that was the suit.
Oh, it's the suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the suit was very advanced. So, like, but
this was one of my nitpicks that reminded me. So you know the troops that Dracoff was using, like in the beginning of the movie, they seemed very futuristic to be in the 80s. I was just like, they're still using the same suits in 2020
they couldn't upgrade it for that long.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, but like. It looked like it would, like those suits they were using in the 80s were the ones that they should have been using.
Kang the Conqueror confirmed.
So I was like, why do they look so futuristic? Yeah. I was like, and they looked literally the same. So I was like, why? Like, there's not one change to their outfits. There's the same exact thing. Right. Like, I just thought it was weird. And the timing of the suits, it just looked like it came from out of the future. It really did.
Right.
So that was a weird thing for me. And they literally just killed the entire prison. Like, they literally killed everybody except
for,
like...
That was the one thing I was like... I'm like, wow. Damn. Like, everyone got clapped.
Everybody got clapped. I mean, I guess...
I mean, they're assassins. They're assassins. Like, they really, like... I get Natasha more because, you know, she's an Avenger now. So, it's like, maybe have some remorse there. Yeah. Like, you kind of just killed guards that, like... Yeah, it may not be like completely like amazing people, right? But they're just doing their job against
like when she shot a bazooka at the tower, I was like, yo, those aren't bad people, my guy. Chill out.
I mean,
I guess they work for Dracov. So
yeah.
Wait, do they?
I would assume so. I mean, Dracov put him there.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Dracov did put Alexei there. Alexei was like, I don't know like why, like what happened there, but yeah. I mean, again, like, I would say a solid addition, but if you guys want to wait until October to watch this, you most definitely can. You're not, like, or actually, no, I might be lying because...
Is it getting taken off Disney Plus?
Yeah. And then, or no, not taken off, but you'll have to pay the $30 until October. until it goes available for free. But I guess for the post-credit scene, you know, for those that didn't watch it, and if you're still here listening to this, you basically heard everything. But for the post-credit scene, I would say watch it. But other than that, like, it's not something that's like, oh my God, like, I have to watch this before I watch
the next MCU film. I'd say it's worth the price of admission if you're going to a movie theater.
Hey, I enjoyed it. You know, sort of a spy thriller. Again, didn't go the direction I assumed it to go, but that's no fault of theirs. You know, they told the story that they wanted to tell.
Yeah.
And it was, it was a fun watch. Again, make it come out a few years earlier.
Would you watch it?
That's the thing. Yeah, I definitely would rewatch it. Just no time, like when it's free again in October. I mean, I have it, but because I paid for it, but it's like,
right.
If it's something like, hey, you know what? I feel like watching something a little action-y right now. I'll watch Black Widow.
I'll throw that on.
Yeah, right.
I guess, yeah.
Like, that's a big thing for me in movies. Can I rewatch
rewatchability. Exactly.
In shows. Like, big thing for me. Like, if I don't like the show, if I can't rewatch the show, it wasn't that good to me.
I'm more inclined to watch this than something like Thor: The Dark World or Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, or Thor 3 or Thor 1. I would much rather watch Black Widow than any of those movies, to be honest. Well, maybe not Guardians 1. Guardians 1 was really good.
But I don't know.
I haven't watched in a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I gotta go to the MCU rewatch.
I have no feeling to rewatch it. Like
You know what it is too, and that's unfair to them. It's just there's so much other things to watch. Like it's just I'm not going to go back to rewatch something I've already seen, already know about. You know, but maybe you know if you're in the mood, you'd be like, hey, you know what? I'm in the mood for a Guardians right now. Like, fuck it.
Right.
But anything else, guys?
Nah, I'm good.
Not for me.
So I mean, yeah. You know, to the audience, like we said. We will be reviewing the season finale of Loki on Wednesday, and then we will be having Clay Enos on Saturday. This is not when it drops, so I apologize. It's not when it drops. It's actually when we're going to have people like on or when we're going to do it. But, you know, follow us on Instagram at @ChillingWithVillains_, and we will post there on our story and a post when and where it will be dropping so you guys could check it out. But make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya. Don't forget to.